Okay. Okay, so anyway, let me know, guys, is the sound okay? Let me know if the sound starts acting crazy. Let me know if the sound gets bad or anything. Okay? Okay, so anyway, today we're going to start a new topic here for the Tawheed class because Ramadan is right around the corner. We're going to start talking about Ramadan and the virtues of Ramadan. You guys can't hear me? Can you guys hear me now? I hope the server ain't going back down. Okay. Okay, today we're going to start a new topic. I'm trying to record this. If it doesn't work on this recorder, then I know it's a problem with the software I downloaded. But anyway, we need to prepare ourselves for Ramadan because Ramadan will, inshallah, be beginning at the end of this month. And many of us are new to Islam, and we need to learn the virtues and the benefits of fasting now so we can look forward to Ramadan beginning. We have to understand, guys, as Muslims, that there are certain seasons of goodness where a person can increase his good deeds. Now remember, guys, the whole purpose of us being here is to worship Allah and to try to accumulate as many good deeds as possible for us to take with us when we have to stand before Allah on a day of judgment. Well, Ramadan is one time of year whereas all Muslims can increase or double their good deeds. It is also the month in which the bad deeds are forgiven. It is also the month in which people's status is raised. It is also the month in which those of us who truly believe in Allah, we try to purify our heart. So Ramadan is the one time of year that all Muslims look forward to. It's a time that we rejoice and we look forward to this blessed time of year. One of the greatest acts that we can do for Allah is to fast. Now remember, guys, we were created to worship Allah. A lot of people ask the question, why are we here? Why was I born? You were born to worship Allah. And one of the greatest acts of worship you can do is fasting. And as because of this, Allah has made fasting obligatory upon all of His servants. Allah says in the interpretation, the meaning, observing the fasting is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, so that you may become the pious. So Allah tells us, if you want to become pious, if you want to be a person of taqwa, one way of developing that is fasting for Him. Allah encourages us to fast in many verses of the Quran. For example, Allah tells us, He says, fasting, it is better for you if only you knew. So there's a lot of goodness in fasting. And again, it's one of the highest acts of worship we can do because it is strictly for Allah. And I'll show you why it's something that we do strictly for Him. I can sit here on this computer and tell you all that I am fasting right now. But how do you know if I really am? I could be telling you that I'm fasting and I can be sitting here eating an apple. And you would never know. I could go to the masjid and tell all the Muslims there, guess what, guys, I'm fasting today. And then after I leave the mosque, I can go home and drink some water. So we can't hide or fool or trick Allah. Allah knows what we are doing. We may can trick each other. We may can fool each other. But we can't fool Him. You can't say to Him, I'm going to fast for you today, Allah, and then turn around and hide behind a corner and eat a piece of fruit. Allah knows what we do. So that's why it's one of the greatest acts we can do for Allah. And again, guys, fasting is strictly for Him, not for anyone else. We don't fast for other people. We only fast for Allah. You'll find some Muslims, we had a big problem here several years ago when all this big ruckus began in Israel with all this suicide bombing and the Israelites retaliating by killing and destroying Muslims. We had a lot of Muslims here in America say, let's fast. Let's fast for the Palestinians. Everybody, let's fast this Thursday for the Palestinians. This is haram. This is shirk. We cannot do this. Fasting is an act of worship. And all acts of worship are done for Allah. They're not done for Palestinians. They're not done for yourself. They're not done for your mother. They're done for Allah. So that's why many of the scholars who are on the right akida of the Quran and Sunnah spoke out against this and said, you can't do this. You can't tell the people to fast for Palestine. This is shirk. Fasting is an act of worship. We only do it for Allah. Okay? If you want to help the people of Palestine, you help them some other way. But fasting ain't going to help anybody. If anything, it's going to make it worse because you are committing shirk. You're associating partners with Allah. So then, when the scholars of the Sunnah spoke out against this, there were still some people who tried to play games. They said, okay, let's fast every Monday and Thursday because this is something that the Prophet did, but in reality, we're doing it for the Palestinians. You're still committing shirk. Again, you cannot fool Allah. Allah knows your intentions. You can sit here and say, I'm fasting on Thursday and Monday because the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did it. And Allah looks in your heart. He knows that you're really doing it for Palestine. So again, you're not fooling Him. And this is something that many Muslims do not understand. We cannot fool Allah. Acts of worship are only reserved for Allah, not for anyone else. And then we wonder why Muslims are being punished all over the world. We ask ourselves, why is Allah sending His wrath to the Muslims in the form of war and drought and other things that's happened to us? It's because we are away from the Quran and we are away from the Sunnah. And we commit too much shirk and we innovate too much in this religion. So thus, fasting is an act of worship. It's one of the highest acts of worship that a person can do. And when we fast, it involves abstaining from things that would break our fast. It involves abstaining from food, abstaining from drink, abstaining from sex, abstaining from anger, abstaining from backbiting, from slander. It means abstaining away from all those things which will take us away from the remembrance of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, Islam is built on five pillars. And one of those pillars is fasting in Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever breaks the fast during Ramadan without a legitimate excuse has committed a serious major sin. Once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us of a dream he had. He said he was in his dream. He was standing at a mountain and he heard loud voices. So he asked, what are these voices? And someone said, these are the people of the hellfire howling and yelling and crying. He was then taken to another place, and he saw some people hanging from their hamstrings with the corners of their mouths torn and dripping with blood. So again he asked, who are these people? And he was told, these people are people who broke their fast before it was the proper time to do so. So thus we can see, guys, anyone who breaks his fast during the month of Ramadan for no legitimate reason has committed a major horrific sin. And the penalty for that will be that on the day of judgment, he will be cast into the hellfire and he will be hanging from his hamstrings. Fasting is such a great act of worship that it goes even deeper than this. Anyone who knows that they are supposed to fast during the month of Ramadan, but they refuse to do it, is considered to be an apostate by the majority of the scholars of Islam. And as such, this person is supposed to be killed. This is not only the opinion of the majority of the scholars, but it's the opinion of the companions of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well. Remember, guys, anytime a person refuses to fulfill his obligations to Allah, he has denounced his religion. He has denounced Allah. This is what led to the apostasy wars which were fought underneath the caliphate of Abu Bakr. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died, the Arabs refused to pay zakat. Zakat is another pillar of Islam. So Abu Bakr told them, either you pay the zakat or you be killed as an apostate. Because anyone who refuses to fulfill his obligations to Allah is an apostate and is to be executed. This was not only the opinion of Abu Bakr, but Umar and Uthman and others as well. This is also why the majority of the scholars will tell you, anyone who refuses to pray, anyone who knows that praying five times a day is an obligation, but he refuses to do it, he is a kafir. He's an apostate. And Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, would have such a person killed. And so would Abu Bakr, and so would Ali, and so would all the others. And this is why we tell you women, if you are married and your husband refuses to make salat, he doesn't pray his prayers, you're no longer married. Your marriage is null and void. Because a Muslim woman cannot be married to a kafir, not even for a second. And if your husband is not praying, he's not a Muslim, he's a kafir. And you have to leave him immediately and never come back to him unless he comes back into the folds of Islam. Okay? So thus, guys, just like zakat and just like salat, Ramadan is another pillar of salat, of Islam. And anyone who refuses to fulfill it is considered by the majority of the scholars to be an apostate. Ibn Taymiyyah, may Allah have mercy on him, said, if a person does not fast in Ramadan knowing that it is haram, kill him because he is immoral. Okay? So that shows the importance of fasting. And there is no doubt about it that it is obligatory upon all of us Muslims to do. So now, understanding that fasting during the month of Ramadan is something that we must do, many people then ask, well, what are the virtues of fasting? The virtues of fasting are great indeed. There's many, many benefits and many, many virtues of fasting. For example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, on the day of judgment, your fast will intercede for you. When you are standing before Allah being judged for your sins and your deeds, your fast will speak out. It will say, "Oh Allah, I prevented him from his food and physical desires during the day. So please allow me to intercede for him." Also, fasting is a protection and a fortress that keeps a person safe from the hellfire. The reason being because when you are fasting, guys, you're supposed to be indulging in acts of remembrance of Allah. If you are constantly thinking of Allah, this will keep you from thinking about those haram things which you have no business focusing on. And this is also one of the reasons why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you are a man and you are unable to marry, then fast. The reason being because fasting will keep your mind off of sex. It will keep your mind off of women, because when a person is fasting, he is indulging in acts of remembrance of Allah. He's trying to please Allah. He's staying away from those things which he knows are forbidden. And he's trying to maintain a spiritual high with Allah. So thus, that's another virtue of fasting. It shields you from the hellfire. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever fasts one day, just one day, for the sake of Allah, Allah will remove his face 70 years distance from the hellfire. Now imagine that. If you just spend one day fasting, Allah will move you back 70 years from the hellfire. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever fasts one day seeking the pleasure of Allah, and he fasts that day as if it were his last, he will enter into paradise. So here, these are just a few of the many virtues of fasting. And again, this is why we look forward to the month of Ramadan and its coming. Again, Ramadan is a pillar of Islam. This is the month in which the Quran was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, during the month of Ramadan, the gates of paradise are open, and they remain open until the end of the month. And the gates of hell are closed, and the devils are put in chains. Fasting the month of Ramadan is equivalent to fasting 10 months. That's how important this month is. And whoever fasts Ramadan out of faith and with the hope of reward, all of his previous sins, all of them, no matter how big or how small, will be forgiven. So those are just some of the many, many virtues of Ramadan and fasting during that month. So then, this brings us to the next question that many people ask. Okay, Subhanallah, Allah, so many wondrous virtues. What are some of the other benefits? Well, there are many, 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 many benefits in fasting. For example, fasting defeats the shaitan, as we just talked about. When a person is fasting, he's not concerned about anything but Allah. Also, when a person is fasting, it helps to soften his heart. Remember, we talked about how important it is for each and every one of us as Muslims aspiring to become believers to learn how to soften up our heart and learn how to weep for Allah. Well, fasting is another way of softening the heart, because when a person is fasting and when he feels the pangs of hunger, he gets to experience how the poor people feel. So thus, this puts compassion in his heart. So fasting helps to develop compassion inside your heart, which then leads to having mercy for others. Also, another benefit of fasting is that it trains your mind. It teaches your mind to avoid desires and stay away from sin. It helps a person to overcome his own nature and wean him away from his bad habits. For example, I know many, 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 many Muslims personally who used to smoke cigarettes. And when they finally realized how smoking is a sin, it's haram, they waited toward the month of Ramadan and decided to stop smoking. And alhamdulillah, they learned to kick their habit, because by fasting and keeping their mind focused on Allah, this trained them to not give in to that desire to smoke that nicotine. It weaned them away from this addiction. So that's an example how fasting helps to train you and wean you away from those things that you know you have no business doing. It also teaches a person to become more organized. It helps you to develop your organizational skills, because when you're fasting, you have to organize your time effectively. You want to spend your time remembering Allah and doing as many good deeds as possible. So thus, it teaches you how to organize your time appropriately. And also, another benefit of fasting is it's a great demonstration of the unity of the Muslims. It shows that if we truly were to unite together, as we should be, one ummah, the power that we would have. Because you notice all these millions of Muslims all around the world are doing something at the same time. They are fasting at the same time. So it shows our unity. So as you can see, guys, the benefits of fasting are numerous. And again, these benefits, along with others, are the reasons why we welcome this wonderful month of Ramadan. We also need to be aware that there are some things, some obligatory things, and some sunnah things that we should be aware of when we're fasting. For example, we should try to make sure that we eat and drink something at suhoor. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Have suhoor, for in suhoor there is blessing." Suhoor is the morning meal, the meal that we eat before fasting begins. It's highly recommended for us to do this, to eat this meal. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, suhoor is blessed food, and it involves being different from the people of the book. The Jews and the Christians, they fast, but they do not eat before they fast. This makes us different from them. And this is what all of us Muslims should be aspiring to be, different from the kuffar, which is what we talked about the other day from what you guys witnessed here at the website the other night. You saw a bunch of Muslims trying to be like the kuffar. You witnessed a bunch of Muslims trying to blend in with them and be accepted by them. This is wrong. We are supposed to be different from them. Allah has ordered us to be distinct from the kuffar. We should stand out above them, not blend in to be with them. This is why when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam first migrated to Medina, when he first migrated there, he used to not fast on Saturdays or Sundays, because these 2 days are the days in which are holy to the Christians and Jews. But when the Christians and the Jews began to rebel against the Muslims, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then began to fast on those days, just to be different. Okay? So that's why it's important for us to remember, guys, even if it means just eating a couple of dates or drinking a glass of milk before you fast, we should try to do this, because we're supposed to be different. Contrary to what many Muslims understand, we're supposed to be different from the kuffar, not be like them or blend in with them. Okay? Also, we have to remember when we're fasting that we cannot delay breaking our fast. When the sun sets, that's when the fast is to be broken. And we cannot break it a minute before then or a minute after then. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to break his fast by eating fresh dates. And he would break his fast before praying Maghrib. We should try to follow his sunnah and be like him. Break your fast with some dates. If you don't have dates, then break it by sipping some water. Because this is what our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do. This is how he used to break his fast. And again, guys, he's supposed to be our role model. He's supposed to be our hero. He's the one whose life we're supposed to be patterning our lives after. Not Hillary Clinton. Not any kafirs. Okay? And also we have to remember, guys, when we are fasting, to stay away from sin. Stay away from gossip. Stay away from arguing with others. Stay away from debating this religion with others. Stay away from getting angry. We have to learn to control our emotions and keep them in check. We have to stay away from all types of haram action. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are some people who may be fasting, but they get nothing from their fast except hunger. What this means is, there are some people who actually fast, but they're getting no benefit. They're getting no reward. Their fast is not accepted because they indulge in haram activities such as arguing, fighting, debating, cursing, lying, slandering, backbiting, gossip. So we have to be careful of these things too. And also we have to remember too, when we are fasting, that the time is supposed to be spent in remembrance of Allah. You don't spend the day sleeping like many people do. You don't spend the day watching soap operas. You don't spend the day locked up in the kitchen cooking this luxurious meal for an army, which is not even necessary. The time should be spent doing acts of remembrance of Allah, reading the Quran, going to the mosque, listening to a lecture, coming to this website, participating in all the classes here to learn about your religion. These are the things we should do when we're fasting, not watching television or sleeping or other things that are not of any benefit to our soul. And also when fasting, we want to remember to try to do as many good deeds as possible. For example, feeding the poor. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in paradise there are rooms whose outside can be seen from the inside, and the inside can be seen from the outside. Allah has prepared these rooms for those who feed the poor and who are gentle in their speech and who fast regularly and who pray at night when people are asleep. So again, you want to do good deeds, guys, when you're fasting. Feed the poor. Help those who are in need. Do charitable deeds. Because again, the rewards are doubled during the month of Ramadan. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever gives food to a fasting person to break his fast with, he will have a reward equal to his. So in other words, if you're fasting, invite your fellow brothers and sisters over to your house. For example, invite the imam over to the house to eat with you. Okay? Invite your brothers over. Invite your sisters over. Because if you feed a person who has fasted, you are getting their reward and yours. You're getting their reward of fasting as well. So again, these are all extra good deeds that we can do during the month of Ramadan to help increase our good deeds. And also we want to remember, guys, to always keep Allah in your mind during the month of Ramadan. Don't waste this beautiful month playing Monopoly. Don't waste this beautiful month sleeping. Don't waste this beautiful month gorging yourself as if there's no tomorrow all night long. Spend this time remembering Allah. So thus, those are just some of the many virtues and benefits of this sacred month of Ramadan. And we're going to stop right here for today. And tomorrow, we're going to talk briefly about the different rulings concerning this month. We're going to talk about the traveler, the rulings concerning those people who travel. We're going to talk about those people who are sick and unable to fast. So we'll stop right here for today. And if you guys have any questions, go ahead and ask them.